AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Stocks got a boost today, finishing higher at the close after the government reported an increase in consumer prices for July, but at a lower rate compared to June. On a monthly basis, prices were unchanged from June to July, the first time that has happened after 25 months of increases. Brian Marks is at the University of New Haven.
Is there an impact for people at the margin? Absolutely. If gasoline prices come down, that can help offset some of the increases in the foodstuff prices.
Inflation has slowed in the recent past, only to reaccelerate in subsequent months. He didn't have much to say today in New York City.
How do you feel, Mr. Trump? How do you feel?
Former President Donald Trump says he invoked his Fifth Amendment protection against self-incrimination. Trump testified under oath in the New York Attorney General's long-running civil investigation into his business dealings. Donald Trump in the past has criticized those who plead the Fifth. In a statement, he said he had no choice, that he was the target of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and the fake news media. A federal judge ruled Walgreens can be held responsible for contributing to San Francisco opioid crisis, for over-dispensing opioids for years without proper oversight and failing to identify and report suspicious orders as required by law. Vanessa Bryant's invasion of privacy trial against the Los Angeles County Sheriff and Fire Department is underway. Kobe Bryant's widow is seeking unspecified millions in compensation for snapshots taken of the NBA star's corpse that were circulated after he was killed in a helicopter crash with their daughter and seven others in 2020. A Nebraska woman has been charged with helping her teenage daughter have an abortion. The charges come after investigators obtained Facebook messages in which the mother and daughter discussed using medication to end the approximately 24-week pregnancy. This is AP News. Kyiv says Russian planes have been taken out of action.
Ukraine's Air Force says nine warplanes were destroyed in massive explosions at an airbase in Crimea amid speculation they were the result of a Ukrainian attack. That would represent a significant escalation in the war. Russia's denied any aircraft were damaged in Tuesday's blast or that any attack took place. Ukrainian officials have stopped short, though, of publicly claiming responsibility for the explosions while poking fun at Russia's explanation that munitions at the Saki airbase caught fire and blew up. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Louisiana man, David Chenevert, convicted of the 1979 killing of his roommate and another friend, is being released after 42 years in prison. His life sentence was recently commuted by a state board. The decision came after a nearly 90-minute hearing during which the victim's relatives testified. Almost all of them spoke against releasing Chenevert. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.